You know, one thing that the ones I've come across, maybe not all of them, but ones I've come across, is the American women, the USA women, don't seem to understand that when a man and woman get married, that's the primary loyalty. That's your primary loyalty. That's your number one loyalty. The woman should take the man's last name, and if she don't want to take his last name, be loyal, why should she get married? It's some other motive, but the loyalty should be in the home. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your neighbors, not your pastor, not your girlfriends. Your loyalty should be to the man, but the women don't seem to understand that. And the women probably say the men don't understand it, but I'm telling you, I've looked at this thing across the board, and I've listened to people talk through my own experiences, through observation, listened to people talk, even talking to the married women. They don't have any loyalty to the man. Just talking to them. You can tell by the way they talk. There's no loyalty because they're trying to get in your world. They're married trying to get in your world. Seriously. Across the board, I've seen it. It's like, what? They have no loyalty. I don't even know if they know what it means. You know, words in this society like loyalty, respect, endurance, honor, sacrifice, trustworthiness, all those words have lost a foothold or root in this society. You know, and it could be going back to employers are not loyal to their employees, and the employees are not loyal to the employers, because it's all about the love of money. So if somebody's working at a job that's training them to be narcissistic, then the whole society's going to be narcissistic, because most people are not aware that they're being brainwashed every day by the media, the news, the music, Hollywood. You're being brainwashed. Where's the loyalty? Where's the teaching about loyalty? And most time you see the woman, she marries the man, and her loyalty is still to her mama. She's so tied to her mama that she'll never break that bond, and she will destroy her marriage. It's already destroyed, because if she's not willing to leave and cleave, what is that? The ideal situation would be that the man can tie into that family, but there's usually so many family doctrinal beliefs that are different, that are bizarre, and there's usually so many family narcissistic mind games going on, and people playing games in the family, that it's like, why would you want to tie into another family when you've seen enough in your own? Why would you want to tie into the foolishness of a family? Some people who never sought the truth, they don't want truth. They're not doing introspection. They're not self-aware. They're just totally selfish, of the flesh, of the world. The Bible says, set your affections above. And whether it's your family or your spouse's family, most of them are setting their affections below. They don't know what it means. They're not even spiritual. They might go to church, but they're not spiritual. So why is this 60% divorce rate happening? Because the first principles are not applied. For this cause shall man leave mother and father, cleave to his wife, the two shall be one. And that means both of them. They can justify it all they want. Well, it says the man should leave. Look at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees. Isaac and Jacob. Isaac took his two wives and left. his uncle or whoever it was, Isaac, he went and sent Eleazar to look for a wife, and she left her country, started a new life, started a new reality, a new family union, a new family unit, a union that is before God, but they still want to hold on to their past life. I've watched it my whole life. They put their family before their husband. The ideal situation is the husband and the wife both put the other one first, but they don't even do that. I've seen it. I've lived it. I've seen it. I've listened to it. I've heard the justifications. I've heard the excuses. I've heard the fake reality that they believe. I've heard it. I've seen it. I've rubbed shoulders with them. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen them in the church. Ain't no man gonna tell me what to do. But she's sitting under the authority of a preacher. And she's sitting under the authority of a boss. Ain't no man gonna tell me what to do. Is your boss a man? Yeah. Is your pastor a man? Yeah. Is your husband a man? Yeah. She thinks she's smarter than God. If God puts a woman in a home, do you not think he can supernaturally change the man to where the man starts to lead in God and provide? Because it's supernatural, people. But if a person doesn't want to step into truth, they're going to believe lies. They're going to live in fear. They're going to live in contradiction. They're going to live in cognitive dissonance. Here's the argument. Well, the Bible says to honor your parents, obey your parents. Well, it says to submit to your husband, and for this cause shall man leave mother and father. So where's the disconnect? Too many examples in the Old Testament. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the woman left and went to another adventure in life. Where's the disconnect? The Bible never contradicts itself, so the disconnect is in the person who wants to believe one verse and not the whole. And the reason they want to believe one verse is because of feelings. It feels good. And a lot of times, instead of communicating and talking, they don't. You know, if you would sit down and talk to somebody logically, you could work it out. But the reason they don't want to talk about it, sit down and talk about stuff, because they want their way. They don't want to compromise. It's all their way. Queen bee syndrome. McDonald's, have it your way. Fast food syndrome. Instead of having a communication, it's a one-way street. I know what I'm talking about. I can see it. I can watch it. I can hear it everywhere I go. And I've actually lived it. I don't say this stuff to be popular, because everybody hates it. But it needs to be said. The truth is the truth. You're destroying your own soul. Not only are you destroying your own family, you're destroying your own soul. That's the sad part about it. Because if you don't want truth in your everyday interactions, then you don't want truth in your inner soul.